The Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign rolled into Flint, Michigan this weekend, a city that, along with Detroit, marks ground zero for the deindustrialization and decline of American cities. Members of the Poor People's March were given a warm greeting by locals that included a bus tour of the area dubbed as the Overgrown Poverty Tour.
Flint is a beautiful example of what has happened to this entire country, corroded from within and held down. Industry has been taken away and shipped overseas. The American worker is now outdated.
One of the tour guides, Roxanne Adair, told us that the city's decline began over 40 years ago when manufacturing began to fall off in the mid-1960s. Since that time, the city has lost over half its population.
And since then, we've lost the majority of the jobs. And when you lose population and you lose jobs, everyone leaves their houses behind. But unfortunately, it's the people that desperately need a place to live that are taking the brunt of that.
Flint's depopulation has left vast swaths of abandoned houses in derelict neighborhoods all over the city, many becoming targets for arsonists and drug crime. But over the past couple of years, a new youth movement called the Peace Mob has begun redeveloping their community organically based on community gardens, shared housing, and mutual aid.
This is our Peace Mob community garden. It's part of a bigger project we're working on. It's a Kersley Park block redevelopment project, and the whole point is to try and condense a lot of artists, musicians, and inspired youth into one small area so that we can work together as youth leaders and develop each other. So I think by putting us together in one area, not only can we do some neighborhood stabilization and beautification, because we can take care of properties all in one small area instead of just one nice house on a junky block, but I'll condense all that together, and by living together in the same area, I think it'll really push us to further our talents and further ourselves into more active, responsible leaders in our community.
That was Philip Jacks, a member of one of several dozen community garden groups that has sprouted up in recent years across Flint. The explosion in community gardens in the city has been aided by a unique program sponsored by the Genesee County Land Bank called Adopt-A-Lot that allows residents to garden on vacant lots free of charge. Roxanne Adair explains.
If you have a vacant lot in your neighborhood and you want to start a community garden, or even if you just want to mow it, it's free. You don't have to pay taxes on the land. And all that they do, it's a one-year agreement. You agree that the least you're going to do is mow it. If by any chance you choose to garden on it, then that would open it up to myself, and I have a crew. We have a tractor and a truck and a trailer and a dump trailer and tools and kind of technical assistance and expertise that you need to start one. A lot of people that go through the program and want to start a garden have never grown anything but need a way to feed their families.
Compare that to Tampa, where city officials recently turned down a request by the Seminole Heights Community Garden to lease a portion of a neglected lot on a dead-end stretch of 22nd Street, and the contrast is glaring.
Do you see the community garden movement as something that's kind of growing here in Flint?
It's skyrocketing. Last year I worked with about 86 gardens, and this year I haven't got a final count yet, but I'm at least at 168.
Why do you think it's so popular here?
People are hungry. That's the majority. And people are tired of looking at lots with grass that's head high, you know? And so if you can transform a lot into something so awesome as a community garden, and a lot of people are talking to neighbors and gardening with neighbors that they've never spoken to in the 15 years that they've lived there. You know, they're coming out and they're working in the garden together. Some people are just using side lots as just a way to support their families. You know, if we have the highest unemployment rate, and if you're unemployed and you don't have a grocery store and you don't have a car, you need to grow your own food.
Again, Philip Jacks of the Kersley Park Block Redevelopment Project.
This garden acts as a city beautification piece that will not only help eliminate blight, but will provide community education through signage of some of the techniques we use out here, and hopefully inspire other residents to do the same. Another purpose of having a garden here is to provide ourselves and the residents of Flint and New Freeland with a very necessary access to safe foods. In Flint, only 41% of our residents have access to a grocery store. Unfortunately, that leaves the other 59% purchasing their foods from liquor stores and gas stations. By establishing urban gardens across the city and banding together into a co-op with a stand at the farmers market, we can increase supply and access throughout neighborhoods and the city to organic, locally produced quality foods.
Curtis Hunt, who traveled with the Poor People's March from St. Pete, Florida, was inspired to start his own community garden when he returns home.
Guess what? One thing we need to do is get active, so why not start gardening? You know, like, even if you don't got a green thumb, start something small so that you can learn, or at least talk to somebody that you know in the neighborhood. You know, really, it's nothing wrong with, having a few new children growing in the outside of the house where you can pluck them every once in a while for, like, tomatoes and stuff like that. You know, gardening is what's going to really take us back.
For WMNF, this is Kelly Benjamin, Flint, Michigan.